Hi, I'm Paola and I'm your host at Itcha's podcast. Itcha is the place for entertainment recommendations. In this episode, I speak with Bridget Arsenault and Fatima Martinez-Moxon from the Bright Young Things Film Club in London. Okay, Fatima, so tell me a bit more about your passion for films and your favourite titles and directors.
When I was growing up in Mexico, I learned English by watching television. I have to say I am a big lover of sci-fi, so Star Wars, Alien, don't even get me started on Star Trek. So I am a big geek. I really love documentaries. I think sometimes real life can be stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
I came across an amazing film called Mary and Bill, and it's about a 92-year-old woman who is training for a triathlon.
Wow.
And then, yeah, it's amazing. And an 87-year-old man who's training for the high jump. There's a lovely documentary called The Story of the Weeping Camel, Jiro Dreams of Sushi. And there's a Korean film called Spring, Summer, Autumn, Winter. There's no dialogue. There's very little dialogue, but it's such a powerful film because it just conveys, you know, the stages of us as humans. Yeah. Wong Kar-wai, he's a director for In the Mood of Love. He also directed Chongqing Mount 2024.
And what about you, Bridget?
I came from a family where we'd maybe, you know, go see the odd arts film or blockbuster film that we had read about in the cinema, but we weren't a big film or TV family. I did have some film obsessions when I was growing up. A League of Their Own.
Oh, lovely.
I love that film. My mother reminded me that I watched the VHS version, the original Disney version of Cinderella, so much that I broke the VHS. I went to college in Canada, and then I moved over here and did my master's here. And it was, I guess, around that time I did a master's in English and creative writing, and then found myself, yeah, becoming more and more interested in film as a medium. And, yeah, really, like, talking about film, you know, watching a film and then you're grabbing a drink with someone afterwards and spending the next hour dissecting it, or even looking over, downloading a script of a film and thinking, yeah, okay, how did that work? And that didn't read like that on the, you know, how it read on the page.
Tell us a bit more about the film club.
I think we're both trailer nerds, and we are always looking for the next film, what's out there beyond the usual blockbuster. And I fell in love with Mary and Bill. It was one of those films that you watch and you think, wow, the world really needs to watch this. I had met Bridget at an event, and when I called Bridget, she started asking me a lot of questions, and I was thinking, I just want a couple of tips here, just...
Hold on a minute. So, Bridget, you didn't know about this film.
You hadn't watched it. Okay. And I didn't know Fatima.
You didn't know Fatima. Okay. So the mind boggles.
Two quite unknown. But I am a very overexcitable person. And I thought, wow, this sounds really fascinating. Fatima said, oh, do you want to watch the film? Do you want to borrow it? I said, sure, why not? I did. I fell in love with it.
Uh-huh.
I got back in touch with Fatima. I suggested, why don't we meet for a coffee and we can chat about the movie and chat about, you know, what hotels have screening rooms? How do you go about booking a screening and putting on an event like that? Because I've done events my whole life.
I really did not expect it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, how we started. When we showed it, which was 2013, he won an Oscar, actually.
The director.
Napier, the director of Mary and Bill.
We just want to show great films. Showed a great, great film by a young British writer called You Want Me to Kill Him, and that was actually based on a Vanity Fair article, and it was this sort of stranger-than-fiction story. We showed a documentary about a group of women in Rwanda who opened the first ice cream store,
Sweet Dreams, and the director is Rob Fruchtman. Mm-hmm. And then Rob has gone on to work with a lovely charity called Women for Women International. Through the film event at the Bright Young Things Film Club, that connection between the charity and the director came together.
We wanted to take young filmmakers, unknown filmmakers, and we wanted to put on films that the audience would not have heard of, to show them in a glamorous situation. So we wanted to have the luxury experience that cinema should be, because cinema is so glamorous.
And I think that's something that's really important whenever you're trying to organize something, not to be discouraged. We have, you know, we're really lucky to have a really committed and really faithful group of core supporters, but obviously you always need to grow. And it's an organic process.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time. Definitely continue growing the audience.
Well, I do wish you all the success that you deserve.
Oh, thank you.
You can find more information about the film club in the notes. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. So please share with your friends on social media.